So. Okay, so she'd be an illusionist for Ellie's mother, Bezrat Hashem. He's sitting Shiva in Los Angeles. How much suddenly? Well, no, it wasn't sudden. She'd been sick, but it was sudden. I mean, it was like whatever. We were together. We went on the yeshiva's annual post-Shavuos bra swim thing, and he was with us and we're having a good time or whatever. And he went home in the middle of the night. I got an email saying that he was leaving for LA. His mother was left. So.
Shame. He's got to be a learnish message, man.
Bezrat Hashem. Okay, so you'll probably want to listen to the recording. Okay, so we started Perek Hay last week. We spoke about the seven different areas, the different categories of Chochmah that we mentioned in Perek Daled, which is the easiest one to be masig, and we said that's through the Chochmah that you see in the human race, in the Min Adam, this Olam Katon, this microcosm of the universe. By investigating it properly, all the different things you mentioned there, the way it starts off, the Aschola, the conception, the way it's born, the way it's put together, the way it grows, the way it develops, the cell construction, everything. Went through all those details. And we got up to, I think, here on Kuf Nun Vav, he says like this. I think we even started this actually. I think we did. We spoke how Adam goes through the four different yesodos of the Bria, Doimim Tzomeach, how he hafuchs from being Doimim to becoming Tzomeach, then Tzomeach to Chaya, and then from Chaya to Turus Medaber, and then later it becomes Yisrael Oved Hashem. We spoke about, he doesn't speak about that last aspect, the Ramban discusses it. Aval, we spoke about those four, those changes, how he goes from being Doimim to Tzomeach to Chaya and then Medaber. So all four of the Yisodos of the Bria are with him as well, and that we saw also last week. Okay, so we're here on Kuf Nun Zayin. Okay. Sorry, I usually have a bit of a time to go over this before I get here, so I didn't today. Keshet is boinan b'zeh, v'tira mikol ha'dvarim halalu es tuvoi, chachmosoi, v'yichalto yisbarach. If you'll meditate in this whole thing called the human being today, we have access to scientific knowledge, which makes it even more astounding than perhaps people had before. The common man I'm talking about could be that the chachomim had access to more than even the scientists understand today. But the common man, how much access did he have? So today, Baruch Hashem, somebody who knows a little bit, even a little bit, just a bit of basic biology or whatever, you understand the niflat, the awesomeness of what a human is. So if you meditate on this, you'll look at it, you'll study it, you'll go into it. Tiremikolatvarimalalu is tuvoi, number one, you'll see the good, chachmasai tu, and v'yechalta yisparach. You'll see his chochmah, his goodness, and his ability. Oven v'chashov b'chibu hanira la'ayin, shel yosodois ha'ikrim. You'll understand and you'll think about this chibur, the way this is joined together and it's apparent, you can see it. All the foundations, the fundamental foundations, that they're all mechubah, kloima, nafshoi v'gufoi. Now the nefesh and the guf are mechubah. You have two complete opposites. The nefesh and the guf, they're far apart, but they're mechubah. V'tirekeitzad guf ha'odah murkav mi'abi yosoidus. Amudugodim betivim echad l'sheni. You see that the Guf of Adam is made up of four foundations of the Bria, the four Yesodos, which are completely contradictory. They're a complete stereo to each other. Fire and water don't do so well together. Wind and fire also don't do so well together. They're completely in their nature, they're menugodim. Umit kunois she'enin doimlim leze. In their features, in their characteristics, they're not similar to each other at all. And one can't even upgrade to become another one. No stone ever became a plant. No plant ever became an animal. No animal ever became a human. They're completely separate. He binds them together with his gvura. Now, don't ask me why that's with gvura and the keshe is with chokhma. I don't know why that takes gvura. He joins them all together with gvura. He's not using these terms lightly, he's a rishon, but I don't know what he wants with that. The kasha otam b'chokhmosoi. Umeim hurkav guf yotziv, and from them he creates a well-balanced, well-ordered, functional guf. When you look at that human, he looks like he's one essence. He's made up of one united force. Meanwhile, he's made up of so many contradictory forces. He has different characteristics, even though it's one unit, and it's made up of so fundamentally different things, and it's all one thing. Nevertheless, it does have different characteristics. Then Hashem puts into this goof, this physical goof, which you can feel, touch, see. He puts in something there spiritual, which you can barely see. You can't even feel it with your five senses. Again, why dafka the ruchnias of the malachim? It's like air. Air is there, and you can't really see it. You can't really feel it with your senses, unless it moves. That's called wind. And that's like the ruchnias of the malachim. I don't know what ruchnias of the malachim is. Ani lo yada what he wants with these concepts. Yeah, nobody comments on it. So we're going to have to just accept it for the words, and hopefully we'll learn more. We'll be able to understand this better. But he nishmas ha'adam. This Dover Ruchni that we're talking about, that's the neshama of a person. So Hashem kasha oto el aguf, Hashem binds it to the guf, al yei dvorim hamamutsoyim bein shneim. Using things, he doesn't say what they are, dvorim, that mamutsoyim, that, what's the word, that sort of like, dvorim hamutsoyim, what's, oh, I can't think of the English word now. That are between the two of them. That's not exactly the word I'm looking for, but it'll work for now. Hamatimim l'shtei akotzos. You have something which is sort of common to both things, to both extremes, the guf and the neshama, and via these things, the guf is bound to the neshama.
Similarities.
No, because it's an active form. It's not just a similarity, it's something that's actually acting. Hamumutsoim. Hamumutsoim is a means to an end. Means maybe. Dvorim hamumutsoim, that they create this chibur. They're the means to this chibur. I exactly know what the, not finding the right English for it. Let's see if you want to do this here. No, let's look at this quickly. He says like this in the Ma'apel Nefesh. He says like this: Gamla Gufa Gamla Nefesh, Hamamatim L'Shtei Kotzos. These are matim on both extremes. Gamla Gufa Gamla Nefesh, Sherei Hagashmius VaRuchnius Hem Shnei Hafochim, Sheinim Yecholim Litchaber LeZe LeZe. You have to understand that Ruchnius and Gashmius are two completely opposites that can't join together. They're mutually exclusive. So how does Hashem bind them together? It's a miracle, but how does he do it? Ela al yaday dvorim she'echutam memutzas bein shneim. Their qualities are equal or found in both. She'esh bem k'tzat ruchnias v'k'tzat gashmias. How do you, if you want to join two opposites together, you need something in the middle. You want to join metal to wood, you need glue. So I'm using a very crude example. So yeah, you have some kind of a glue that Hashem uses that has a bit of the ruchnias and a bit of the gashmis, and he uses those to bind the neshama to the guf. Not the whole neshama, most of the neshama doesn't come into the guf even. But what does come in is enough to bind the guf to the entire neshama. We spoke about once before the shoes, the neshama, the lowest part of the neshama, what we call the feet of the neshama, that comes into the head of the guf. In the same way that the shoes, only the lower part of the guf goes into the shoe, but nevertheless, the shoe carries the entire person through the world. So too, even though the neshama, it's only the feet of the neshama come into the guf, nevertheless, the whole neshama is carried as well. It's connected. Sheyesh beim k'tzat ruchnis v'k'tzat gashmis, ulechein haneshama nikshiris el ruach hachayim. The neshama is bound to what's called ruach hachayim. V'u ha-nefesh ha-behemis, that's the nefesh ha-behemis. or a ruach hachiyuni, the living spirit or whatever, the life force, what we call. The ruach hachaim nekasha el hachoyim ativi. Hachoyim ativi el adam. V'chein alo. This is a big sugi in Kabbalah, this. Big sugi, what he's just said here in a few lines. How these different things bind together, mishtalshel together, the higher one going to the lower one. Nefesh Chaim goes into this at length, explaining how this holy shtalshelus works. But I mean, just the Ramchal speaks about there's a nefesh, which is the goof aspect. Then there's the, on the other extreme, there's the neshama, which is kuli ruchni. And then in the middle is a thing called ruach. Ruach has aspects of neshama, so it connects to that. And it also has aspects of the nefesh habahemis, and it connects to that. So that's the intermediary. That's the word I was looking for. Hamemotzam, it intermediates, it mediates. That's the word. It mediates between these two forces and joins them together. Because otherwise you could never join a neshama to a guf. You need something in the middle. And that's ultimately who we are. That ruach is who we ultimately really are. We're being dragged down by the guf and being raised up by the neshama. We make choices whether to go after the guf or go after the neshama. So the Derech Hashem speaks about that at length as well. The Das Tunis. Okay. We have to learn all these forums sometime. Eh? We have to get through them somehow. Vemru Chachaim, Hachoyim Hativi. That's the what we call the heat of nature. Somehow it's got to do with the hot. Adam, Havridim. That's the blood, the veins. Ha'atzabim, va'orkim. I don't know what orkim are. Atzabim are the bones. I don't know what orkim. Orkim maybe is the marrow. I don't know. Hashem provides them with a means of protection. That protect these inner things, these inner dimensions that we have in our goof from getting blows and damage. Atzabim is not bones. Atzomos is bones. What is this? Hadam havridim haatzabim vaorkim. I don't know, Yolanta, if you've got Google Translate there, you're welcome to find what these words mean. I don't know what they mean. V'nosan lema boireim tsoi hagana, ha-shoimim ha-girim alaya mi-chabras nezik, v'ahim ha-bosa, ha-tsamois, ha-shirim, the muscles, ha-all the skin, ha-sa-reis, va-tziponayim. The hair and the places that have nails, those protect also from, those are very sensitive areas, the fingers and the toes, a lot of nerve endings there, so therefore you have this bone there that protects them. They protect and they cover. So that's basically the human dimension in one paragraph. Going from, he mixes it all up. I mean, the amount of analysis that's required to go through this paragraph and understand this properly is beyond my comprehension. He starts off talking about how these things are there and then how they're made up of the four yesodos and then how they machabe to the nefesh, which is impossible. So you need these intermediaries to mediate and to do it. And then he goes on discussing how the guf is protected from damage by all these physical things. His mum is talking about meat things here. You know, we're talking about bones and meat and muscles and they're completely, completely gashmi. And that creates the whole system called Adam. Okay, Tzarechi and Godel. That's what's called Shara Bechina, because you have to go now and you have to think about these things.
All these things are, like you said, they deep Kabbalistical concepts. It's very difficult when you read the words. I mean, you hear it.
What you can do.
Even to hear it and understand it logically without going into what it means is one thing, you know.
But what you can do on our level, just at a very simple practical level, is you can just get in touch with yourself. You know that you have in yourself some contradictory forces. You have a goof and you're in touch with your goof and you know your goof and you understand your goof to some extent. You understand its drives, you understand its wants, its hungers, its thirsts, its tivers. You have a pretty good grip on that. And you also know there's another dimension to you. There's something which is beyond the goof, that's a contradiction to the goof. And you've connected with that and you've spoken to that and you've touched that. And you see these opposite forces at work in you, and you know they're joined in you. That's already the beginnings of you know, without getting Kabbalistic, just knowing yourself and looking at yourself. At just even a basic level, just look at your goof. Just look at how your fingers work, how your hand is. Just look at how the whole thing grafts. How do you lift up your hand? You just want to lift up your hand and it lifts up. It's just like, how does it work? You know, the electromagnet, the chemical reactions taking place in the brain, which we know a little bit about, and then that sends off electrical impulses through the nerves and neutrons and protons and all these things flying around in a goof, you know, and then God forbid a person gets sick. And you start thinking about how viruses work and antibodies. You know, this whole corona thing was a big sugi in Shara Bechina. You see the goddess, the genius of how the body reacts and how it builds antibodies, and it knows when there's a virus in the goof, and it sends out all these little soldiers to go and kill the, it's just like Mabel Valai. So it's like, even if you don't get in touch with the more esoteric aspect that he's discussing here, just at the very basic level of that's like a lot of chokhmah and toive that you can see, as he said right in the beginning. You'll see, if you'll meditate on these things, just on the human, just look at your own body. You'll see that toive chokhmosa v'yicholte. Just, it's astounding, you know? Why does your hair grow? Your hair grows. You have to go have a haircut every now and again. Where does that work? How does your heart keep pumping? It doesn't have a battery. It doesn't have a battery. Where are you plugged in, you know? But you know that if you don't sleep enough, you don't eat enough, then your battery runs flat. And you have to restore your health. Sleep, for example, Rav Vimal has all shared just on the wonders of sleep. Sleep's an unbelievable thing, eh? You're tired, you're exhausted, you lie down, you go to sleep, you don't do anything, you wake up refreshed. Does Billy have his at work? Nifladika things taking place here, which you're right, we don't understand. But I'm saying you don't have to get Kabbalistic to understand this. Obviously,
you open up. You just can think about it, and it's already, just thinking about it shows you.
I'll tell you, the biggest mind blow is the fact that you can think is a bigger mind blow. How are we able to sit here and investigate the subject? Because Hashem gave us something in our heads that has the capability to do that, and not just do that, but feed emotions to that. There's a connection between my brain and my emotions. What I think affects the way I feel. Okay, so there's no end to the amount of goodness and wondrousness and chokhmah and yecholta, the boy roilam. You can see if you just start looking at yourself. You don't have to go much further. And that's the
yeah.
That's why I said that's the first place to start, because it's the easiest place, because you don't have to, you're right here, you got it under your nose.
That's a good practical way to approach it on its basic level, which is mind-blowing.
It's mind-boggling. Nachon. But that's the avoider. That's the avoider. Just be aware. Think things through. Don't take anything for granted.
100%.
Okay, so let's go a little bit forward if you've got the time.
Yeah, let's do 5 minutes.
Okay, let's see. We won't get too far, but let's see how far we can get with this. V'achakach. Chashoyv b'chesed she'aboyro oise banagoso imado. After that, think about, I don't know why he uses, it's bothering me. I really need to sit with somebody who really knows Chovis Halavavis and explain these nafka minutes to me. Sometimes he says misboinen, and sometimes he says choshev, think. What's the difference between Ms. Boyne and what's the difference between Choshev? They're the same thing. You sit and you think about something, you know. So that's, call it his Boynenus, call it Machshava. There's a Torova. I don't know why. I need somebody that's bugging me. You know, anyway. I need a Rashi on Choyvus Halavavus. That's what I need. Okay. Baka Choshev Bechesed, Shaboy Roisi Banagosim Avadom. They go look at the Chesed that Hashem does in the way that he conducts himself with Adam. Shemeichin lo es kerev imoy la'arisa mutzat bitchilas havayosu. He gives him a mother who is a cradle for him in the beginning of his existence. Kedei sheye b'mokom shamu k'mo b'mivtzar chazak. He's in this container, this very strong container. Mokom shelo masigo yisayad Adam. Or Baal Chai Mazik. No one can get in there and chepper with him and damage him, whatever. The weather outside doesn't impact on him in there. There's a perfect weather control inside this little cradle that Hashem's created for him. He's in this very strong, surrounded by this very strong shield. And he's got all the food that he needs, all prepared for him, whatever exactly what the goof needs, perfectly balanced. והולך וגודל עד שכוחו מתחזק והוא נעשה מסוגל לסנונע ולזוז. And he starts developing and growing until he has koich to now start moving around. At a certain stage of the pregnancy, the child starts actually moving. It's quite an exciting time. You know, you start feeling it, and then he starts kicking, and then then he starts doing all this stuff. He gets to his food without any problem. He doesn't have to chew, doesn't have to suck, nothing. It gets pumped straight into the goof. He's in a place where no one can feed him. The mother can eat as much as she wants. The food's not going to the child. It has to go through the process and the umbilical cord, and then no one can come in there and stick a spoon in his mouth and give him something nice to eat. The same with an egg, by the way. Who feeds the chicken when it's in the egg? It's like, ever thought about that? The chicken's moving and he needs nourishment. He needs sustenance. Where does he get it from? No one can go into the egg and feed this guy. Ukakol she gufa mitpateach, as the guf develops, mitrabe mazoina ad the moed kavua. Then the food grows and develops and increases in accordance with what his needs are. Vakachachu yoitzi mikerev imoy derech ma'avatsa. Then he comes out of his mother via a very, very small opening. He doesn't have to think about how he's getting out of here. He doesn't have to do anything. All happens automatic. He doesn't have to come up with, well, how am I going to get out of this place now? You know, it's time to get out. I wonder where, you know, where's the door? No, you just stick around. Everything will get taken care of. A few more adjectives to describe the Borei Olam now. It's only because of the enormous abilities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Chochem, the Rachum, and the Chanun. Hamarachem ala Vlad, shelo yuzak ba'avoyre b'mavet tzar, doesn't get damaged while he's going through the birth channel. U'b'chachmosai osa es mokam ha'mavet gamish u'mitrachev. The Chochem is talking about how the birth channel expands and is flexible. So that the Vlad can go out and not get damaged. If that birth channel was very rigid, there'd be no space, there would be no way for the child to get out. But if it was all just like jelly, they wouldn't have the protection that he needs. It has to be strong and solid at the same time. It has to be gamish. There's place for him to go out. Where did he? That's Hashem asking Eov, to see the pasuk inside. I didn't prepare this pasuk. I want to actually see this pasuk. There's a lot in this pasuk. Aval, there's a whole long footnote on this as well. It talks about the yala with the seller and the ayalos, how the whole thing gives birth or whatever. But hayadata eis ladies, do you know? Shem says, I'm taking care of it. Don't worry. We have to see how this connects to Eov. That will, Mitzvah Shem will have a look at that. It's a Gemara in Baba Basra, really, if you want to have a look at it there. Baba Basra in Daf Tes Zayin with the Mashor, he brings down. There's the whole sugya with Eov where he discusses this whole posuk. Okay. Fine. So that's the just the child's birth. And then Mitzvah Shem will see the miracle of how the child feeds. One of the most complex things in the world to feed. The amount of coordination that's required for a child to nurse from his mother is unbelievably complex. And he knows how to do it when he's born. He does nothing have to learn. He's a master at it. He's like born able to do one of the most complex things there is in the world. There's so many different nerve endings and muscles that have to take place when he's feeding. And he just knows how to do it. He just comes in and he does it automatically. Like imagine Lahavdil, if a child was born and he could type, like Mamash, but like type, like, you know, oaks type. They don't like you and me type. I'm talking about oaks, they type. You know, with their eyes closed, they can type 30,000 words a minute or whatever. You know, it's like, that's the kind of the marshal of a kid who comes in, he just starts feeding. He knows how to feed. And everything works. His tummy works, digestive system works, he's breathing, the whole system, his heart's beating. There's a marvel, though, right? Anyway, keep you going for another week, Bezrat Hashem.
Yeah, thanks, God. Always good. That's the only way to do it, I think. If you do it once a week and then let it sit in at random moments, it goes in because you actually think and you're constantly being reminded, it's like positive reinforcement.